We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, hang on. I promise we're going to get to all of your calls, but we got a few things to clean up here. As you know, this show is never scripted. It is absolutely live. I have a feeling that Ian wants to share a couple of text messages.
Text messages. So people are saying in Pop the Gator and Doing the Dog. That was a dance, too. Ian, don't forget, Scoots like going to gay bars. Maybe that's where they do the gator thing.
I have never seen anybody pop the gator. They may have done other things, but I never saw them pop the gator at a gay bar.
Yeah,
this was something that happened.
That
look, people pop the gator. This was in the suburbs, in like suburban America, outside of New Orleans. It was here, and it was at these like teen parties. And, you know, there was always that bad boy who was like, pop the gator. You know, I mean,
I never did.
Did you find video on Pop the Gator?
Yeah, okay. So here's what's remarkable about this is that if you Google Pop the Gator dance, the third result is a podcast of you talking about this 1 year ago today.
That's crazy.
I kid you negative. It's January 19th, 2021. We podcasted a 30-minute segment about you talking about this, which I don't remember.
I don't either.
But clearly it's come up on the show before we talked about it. But I am seeing this for the first time, and there's a couple YouTube clips up here that are kind of like found footage, like grainy, like Blair Witch style, kind of like old videos of people flipping around on the floor. It reminds me a bit of like And I don't mean to say this in a pejorative way, but it's evocative of it. Like when people in church like catch the Holy Spirit and they start kind of flipping around on the floor or like speaking
right,
in tongues, you know, and it's like
so
people at this cowboy bar in Florida are like flopping around on the floor and everyone's
it's like a twisted push up where you're doing it to the music and you're simulating sex.
Some of these people, it looks like they're doing calisthenics, like they're climbing up a vertical rock wall where they're on all fours and they're kind of like shimmying across the room like a gator.
One day,
this is bizarre.
I'm going to say something on the air, and you're not going to find any video or anything, and I'm going to feel like I lived in some alternative universe.
Yeah, some fantasy land where people
No,
didn't
Pop
do
the
this.
Gator. It was a real thing. It's not
Clearly.
Something that my generation should be very proud of.
Clearly. All right.
All right. So, look, I just heard in the news that the president has released the national stockpile of masks because we're really low of masks.
Yeah.
I've heard of the president releasing the stockpile of reserve oil.
Right.
Do we have a stockpile of everything?
I don't know.
I mean, if there's like a gumball shortage where we have like, you know, gumball or gumdrops, you know, the president has released the national stockpile of gumballs for everybody.
I want to thank everybody for coming today.
Yeah, you know,
this woman in our country.
I had a dog in Schenectady, and, you know, my dad said, hey, son, you know, hey.
Sometimes you just got to release the national gumballs.
No,
I
guess it's a national stockpile for everything. Okay, look, I said that I was going to talk about voting rights and this whole issue that's before Congress. I've got full lines lit up now, so please be patient. I'm going to get to your calls. We talk about crime, and the phones are lighting up. And I hope the politicians are paying attention. And we know for a fact that many elected officials, the highest elected officials in the city, listen to the show. They need to know the pressure is going to come from the public. And let's address the elephant in the room. This is not some white radio show. This is a show that has tremendous African-American support. Not every African-American likes me. Not every white person likes me. Not every Hispanic, not every Asian. All kinds of people don't like me. But this show, and I always have throughout my career, really strived to represent the African-American community. Only because it's how I feel about equality. It's how I feel about life. It's like, I don't understand. I never understood when I was a kid all the judgment of race. Never understood that. Never understood the judgment of gender or religion or sexual orientation. Never understood any of that. So that still lives with me today. So it's an intrinsic part of who I am on the air and off the air as well. So the mayor, for example, can disregard this show and never come on this show. But she's not going to be able to disregard what the listeners will think of her legacy. And her legacy is important. I would think that it's important to her. And history is going to look back on this time that she spent in office. And they're going to see this great focus on caring about safety when it comes to COVID, but not giving a damn about citizens when it comes to crime. And she will be judged. Her legacy, her kids will have to deal with her legacy. And she will have a legacy that's based on what she's doing right now. So even if she, you know, I guess she can't run again, right? She served two terms. I'm assuming she can't run again. I think you can just run for two terms in a row. The mayor, I think so. And so you say she doesn't care. Well, if she doesn't care, she doesn't care about the legacy that her kids will live with, that she will live with the rest of her life. So, you know, we will see what happens. Very briefly, in a few minutes, I'm going to explain just the essence of the voter rights bill, because we said we would talk about that, but we'll get to that more on another day. It's probably not going to pass, so it doesn't really matter. But let me get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Mandeville, and Chad, you're on WWL. Chad, thank you for hanging on.
Scoot, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good.
Great. Listen, first things first, I have to side with Ian on this Gator thing, so I'm with him on that.
Well, I side with Ian that it's like it's weird and stupid. And I mean, just because I was part of a generation that did it doesn't mean I support it, because I'm quite often describing myself as a hostile witness to the baby boomer generation.
Well, that's awesome. You gave me a good laugh. So okay, very good. Another reason to question my parents, but anyway.
Of course. Listen, for those of you, wait a moment. You know, for those of you who are Xers, Zoomers, millennials, man, you know, if you listen to this show, you get a lot of ammunition to use against the baby boomer generation.
No doubt. So, Scoot, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Listen, I wanted to maybe generate some additional interest from you or fire you up even more than you already are about your power of the pulpit and getting the FBI involved in some of these interstate shootings. If we go back, I think it's about 20 years, there was a D.C. sniper it was an all-out manhunt for this individual. And I've been on hold long enough where I Googled his name. I don't even want to say it. But anyway.
Okay. I remember. And he was with his son? Was he with his son?
He recruited another. Yes, it was something like some family member. But bottom line, I mean, these two guys were obviously a menace up there. I think, and I'm hoping you would agree, we're at the same point down here. When you, at the beginning of your show, talked about the 34-year-old lady getting killed on the interstate in front of her daughter, how that is not the number one focus right now. Listen, carjacking is crime. Everything is terrible. But that story right there should make the mayor walk down to the FBI field office in New Orleans, right down the street. We have a sizable field office here in New Orleans. We should be coordinating with as much as we can with a national effort to try to understand where this is coming from, the radius of these shootings. There's been one on the West Bank. I know there's a lot in the East Bank. Yep. But let's use the resources to figure out what is going on and where this is coming from. Other than hearing every other day somebody's been shot on the interstate.
Right. Chad, I totally agree with you. So let's continue to pressure City Hall. See, I can't take action. I mean, I can try to rally support for things on the show, but I'm not in a position to pass ordinances or to legislate things or to demand that things happen. But the mayor is somebody who can, and, you know, she should. The problem is, I wonder if her ego will allow her to admit that she can't handle the problem and that maybe the FBI should get involved.
Scoot, can I make one last comment?
Sure.
Yes. Listen, if you could, I don't know if you know Karen Swenson at WWL.
Yeah.
But her dad used to run the field office for the FBI in New Orleans. Please appeal to her to call her father and get the people that are on the job now involved. If the mayor won't do it, let's flank her.
All
and
right.
Get the interest going somewhere else.
I mean, I love it, Chad. We're going to do it. It's written down. We've taken a note, and so we're going to pursue this. We'll try to get the FBI on it, and we'll see if what the protocol is. Chad, I do appreciate the call. Look, if you're on hold, stay with us. I'm going to get right back to all of your calls after a very brief Cliff Notes version of voting rights. And also, Ian Hoke is going to get some of your text messages for you. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Wednesday, so I hear it's going to get cold. I mean, like, really cold. It's going to be, like, cold and wet and rainy this weekend. It's going to remind me of living in Seattle and Portland. So anyway, there might be a little wintry mix here. Some of us are going to feel that over the weekend, so it's kind of exciting. I still don't know the difference between sleet and freezing rain, so maybe we can get somebody on to explain that. Chris Franklin from Channel 4. Maybe he can explain it. I'm Scoot on the Air. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Thanks for being with us and thanks for hanging on. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm turning this into a pro-voting song. It's about expressing yourself. You know, express yourself. There's different ways to express. In one way we express ourselves is by voting. Very quickly, before I get back to your calls, there are two voting rights bills before the Congress. And somebody called earlier today and said, look, we all have the right to vote, so these are really about voting rules. And, you know, it's hard to argue with that. But the rules should be fair for everybody. And the rules should make it easy for every legitimate American citizen to vote. There's the John Lewis Voting Rights Amendment. I'm sorry, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. And this is named after John Lewis, who recently passed away, so late congressman from Georgia. And this revises a 2013 Supreme Court decision that struck down some key points of the Act of 1965. So essentially, the law requires states, particularly southern states, that have had a history of racial discrimination and voting rights discrimination, to clear with the Justice Department any changes in the voting law. And there are a few more things there about stricter voter ID requirements and things like that in polling places and locations of all that. The other act is the Freedom to Vote Act. And this would affect things like congressional districts being drawn up, how campaigns are financed, and things like that. I'm going to make this real simple. This is one of the problems. There are arguments about whether or not the federal government should dictate how states run federal elections. There's also one of these bills has in it that Election Day would be a national holiday, would be a federal holiday, which would give more people the opportunity to vote because they wouldn't have to work. It also deals with early voting and all that kind of stuff. Now, in general, Republicans want to cut down the number of people who vote, because the more people who vote, they feel like the less chance they have to win. This is just a basic theory. So Republican lawmakers want like new voting restrictions. For example, in Texas, a gun license can be used to vote. It's an ID. But a student ID can't be used. And so think about it. More conservatives are going to have guns and more liberals are going to have student IDs. So in Texas, this is a blatant attempt to cut down on the number of Democrats who can vote. That's not what America stands for. You win a contest by putting up the best candidate. You don't win a contest by suppressing vote. Now, there are some people on the progressive side that want things to be too lenient. You should have to prove who you are to vote. But in Texas, for example, you know, if we're talking about IDs, if you can show a student ID, that should work. If you can show a gun license as your official ID, well, you know, you should be able to show a student ID. So all of those things are the kind of things that are coming up. And there are states that want to restrict the freedom that some people have to vote. So we're going to follow the story. It's not going to pass because of filibuster stuff and because the Democrats don't have enough votes. The Senate is very evenly divided. So we don't need to discuss this today, but I said we would. So at least I wanted to just talk about the basics of it. But we'll get back to that when it becomes a topic again. Let me get back to some of your calls, and I do thank all of you for holding on. Let's go to Slidell. Maureen, you're on WWL.
Yeah, Scoot, this is a really my second time trying to call. The first time I got disconnected, so I am a first-time caller.
Well, you're a first-time caller. Well, you're going to get the treatment, babe.
Yay!
You know, if you don't get in, then that doesn't count. If you're in now for the first time, you're a first-time caller. Maureen, I appreciate you.
Yeah, well, I have a... I'm going to say this. I'm tired of the news media every day coming on and giving these little criminals their props. And I feel that, you know, I mean, I don't even listen to local news anymore because I'm so tired of them talking about murders, carjacking, and all this stuff. Until it's to a point, I'm numb about it. I am actually numb. And I really feel the news media is giving their props. They look at the news and they say, oh, that's what I did. Oh, good, great. You know, and mm-hmm. They're getting recognized. And even like I say, around Christmas time, I get so sick of the news media coming on and telling people, the criminal is going to be out. Well, you're giving them okay to go and do crime.
And Maureen, look, this is a legitimate concern. The problem is the news media has a responsibility to report the reality of what goes on in our society. I think there's maybe a way to minimize. For example, on this show, when there's a mass shooter, I don't mention even the name of the mass shooter because some mass shooters are inspired by the idea that even if I'm dead, my name's going to be mentioned, my face is going to be all over the place, so I become famous even if I'm dead. So that's why we don't mention the names on the show. A lot of these criminals are are underage. They're juveniles, so their faces are blurred out, so they're not getting publicity.
Yes.
But their action is. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that the people who are driven to do this, many of them, are driven by the idea that they are getting attention and gaining power because of the crimes they commit.
Right. Right. And that's what I say, you know, and I mean, I hate listening to the local news. And like I said, I done got to be numb when I hear about somebody, especially carjacking that. And
yeah.
And really, my heart go out to everybody who gets killed, or a child or something like that. I mean, I got upset. I mean, I got truly upset after the little girl had got killed coming from the party. And then the woman, she getting ready to go to work, an essential worker. She getting ready to go to work, and this man going to come and kill her. I mean, it's just almost, it's like numb.
Well, Maureen, it's so disturbing that I guess becoming numb is a human reaction to coping with it.
I guess so, you know, and I don't want to get that way, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say, I live in Slidell. I've been living in Slidell with St. Tammany Parish for 21 years, and I barely ever hear about the crimes you hear in New Orleans here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once you cross that river, I mean that lake,
you're
in a whole different country.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And so the finger needs to be pointed at New Orleans and everybody that is making New Orleans happen. Everybody that's in control in New Orleans, from the mayor to the police chief to the DA, everybody's involved, because it's a lot different in neighboring Jefferson Parish. And if it's different there, it could be different here. And what the one common denominator is, coddling and protecting the criminals over the victims. Maureen, thanks for being an FTC.
Right.
I appreciate your opinion.
Right.
All right, let's go to Lakeview and Harry. You're on WWL. Hey, Harry.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing this evening?
I'm good.
You know, let's face it. We're at war right now, okay? And we do not have enough soldiers. When is the governor going to step in and deploy the National Guard to be on every corner of Orleans Parish? This is what we need.
We need to look into that. I know there's a petition going around calling in the National Guard, and I don't know if it's that easy. There may be some legal restrictions for the National Guard being involved, but I'll try and find out about that. And in addition to looking into the FBI, let's look into the National Guard. What could the National Guard do?
Well, National Guard at every corner with guns on them, they can do a lot.
Let's also remember, Harry, though, that, you know, some of these thugs are committing these crimes with police officers just a few feet away.
Well, okay, you want to take care of the crime problem, and I know I'm going to hear a lot of slack about it, but we need to pass a law by Monday morning. Discharging of a firearm in Orleans Parish is punishable by death within 24 hours.
If you know the
consequences, if you know the consequences, and you discharge that gun, expect to be put to death.
Right. No, Harry, you can't.
And It's only going to take one or two.
I understand the point. Well, then we might as well throw the Constitution out.
What's that?
We might as well throw the Constitution out.
What? I mean, it's only going to take one or two of them to do it.
No, but you're defying the Constitution if you execute somebody that quickly.
What the hell with the Constitution?
Oh, wait a minute, Harry. Time out. What party do you affiliate yourself with?
In discharge of firearm army.
What party do you affiliate yourself with?
I mean, I'm in a different world right now. Okay,
but you say to hell. Really, you say to hell with the Constitution.
Yeah, because if you're saying you can't do that because of the Constitution, okay, what I am saying is they can't discharge a firearm because of the Constitution. Okay,
that's.
I mean,
you don't understand the Constitution.
We don't have any laws, and we don't have any backing of what you can do. They can do anything they want to do. And with the political people we have involved for years, not just this go around, it's not going to get solved. I guarantee it is not going to be
solved.
Well,
I mean, I agree with that. Look, Harry, we could go on and on, I cannot support the hell with the Constitution. I understand your frustration. I get it, Harry. I'm frustrated too. And I've talked about how I don't expect anything to be done. Something needs to be done, but I'm not optimistic that anything's going to be done. So we agree on that. But you can't execute somebody 24 hours after they discharge a weapon. I mean, that's not constitutional. Now, I don't think people should stay on death row. If we're going to have the death penalty, people shouldn't stay on death row for 30 years. The process needs to be quicker. If you commit the crime and you're sentenced to death, then after there's an appeal, boom, you're dead. Now, that's if we have the death penalty. I have ambivalent feelings about the death penalty because so often the wrong people end up on death row. And it is far better for a guilty person to go free than for an innocent person to be executed, in my opinion. But there's a way to do this and maintain respect for the Constitution. Let's go to Mid-City. Alex, you're on WWL.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just want to kind of comment on all this stuff and just say that I think, we hear a lot of solutions for how we can, reduce and stop the crime that's happening right now, which is good. And I'm all for, we need more police officers. We need more solutions to that. National Guard, FBI, whatever sounds reasonable. But I think, what often gets missed is, the prevention of all these crimes, which I think comes down to a lot of things. But, we're basically just treating these symptoms we're treating, cancer, for example, in the society. People are still smoking like crazy. I see it as the same thing, and it's just really unfortunate because it's like an endless cycle that never really stops.
Well, I think what you're talking about is the long-range solutions, which, we talk about a lot on the show. And the long-range solution is changing the mentality of a culture that is not raising children. This concept of having children and not raising children, the concept of it being acceptable to have a child at 14 or 15, that is totally unacceptable. And it has become acceptable in certain areas, and it shouldn't be. And so that's, to me, that's the lowest common denominator of the problem.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I think I don't want to make it like a total racial issue, but the people that we're seeing committing the crimes, come from a certain racial group, but obviously it's not because that group is, more violent or whatever.
Exactly.
Alex, just because society over time has just led to the situation where we're, this group has been discriminated against for a very long time. Unfortunately.
You're exactly right about that. Skin color doesn't make you a criminal, but we cannot ignore the reality that a disproportionate number of criminals come from the African-American community. So there are other issues when it comes to human behavior that need to be addressed, and they haven't been addressed, and I think some people are afraid to address those issues because it's going to appear to be racist when it's not racist at all. It's about human behavior. Alex, I appreciate the call. If you've got a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870, but I want to tell all of our elected officials, I got the lines lit up here. This is a powerful, powerful radio station, and people are beyond frustrated. They're demanding change. It's up to you to change it. I'll get back to your calls here in just a moment. Around the anniversary of John Lennon's death, every year I talk about how there was talk about the Beatles getting back together before John Lennon was killed in 1980. And when I saw that John Lennon was killed, I felt this emptiness that something that was part of my past would never exist again. The Beatles. Well, to kind of show you how there was of the Beatles getting back together, it was on this day in 1976, the Beatles turned down a rock promoter's offer. Bill Sargent offered the Beatles $30 million to come back together. In 1976, $30 million was even greater than it is today. I mean, that's even more than the Stones get. And they would not come to, if they would appear on the same stage, they could pick the city, they could pick the venue, but he would pay them $30 million if they came back together. They refused. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. This is a brand new song just hitting the charts. It's called Sacrifice. This is The Weeknd. I know he's coming sometime relatively soon. I can't wait to see him in concert. I mean, this guy is cranking out hit after hit after hit. And a lot of this stuff is really good. Brand new song, Sacrifice, from The Weeknd. Some of you are hearing it first on a talk show here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Oh, so the Elton John concert is tonight. Somebody asked earlier, was I going to Elton John? And I said I didn't know. I really wasn't sure when it was. Well, it is tonight. My friend Amanda Shaw talked to me yesterday, and she's performing a private thing at the Four Seasons Hotel. So I'm going to go see her right after the show. And it would be hard to get to Elton John. Plus, you know, I saw Elton John a couple of years ago, and this is with no disrespect to Elton John. I saw him a couple of years ago at the Smoothie King Center, and it was the farewell tour. So I felt like, okay, I'm seeing Elton John. I need to see him before he retires. So I kind of feel like I've been there. Now, he does have a new song out, Cold Hearts. And we've played it as bumper music. It's a really good song. But I feel like I saw what I needed to see in Elton John, and I don't feel the need to be there. But look, if you're going, have a great time. And we'll talk to Keith Spira with NOLA.com on the show tomorrow, and he'll give us a review of the concert. Let me get back to your calls. Let's go to William in Covington. Hey, William, welcome to the show.
Yes, the people need to demand change via protest, just as they did following the Louisiana Pizza Kitchen murders in the French Quarter in 1996. They protested on City Hall. People wore armbands, and people put banners in front of their houses. The people must unite and demand change. And as a result of that, the city council increased the police department's budget by over $9 million.
I remember that, boy, 95 and 96 were really, really bad years in terms of murder. And maybe it's going to take that, William. And if it does, then let's do it. I appreciate you. I can't
finish this comment.
I can't organize that on the air right now.
The Montreux relay is over.
Yeah.
The Montreux relay is over. We need to take action, and then we can get back to the Montreux relay.
William, I totally agree. I appreciate the call. Is it going to take having a protest? It might. It's not easy to take time out to protest. That's not an easy thing to do. The Reverend Aubrey Wallace joins us on WWL. Reverend, welcome to the show. You called the other day, got a lot of reaction to our conversation.
Well, good morning and good afternoon to the listeners, Austin. Thank you for the opportunity and privilege to come on.
Sure.
I'm listening to the frustration of a lot of people that called in and their frustration from Slidell, Mandeville, and other places. But as I traveled outside of the state, I never hear anybody say they want to go to Slidell, Mandeville. They always say New Orleans. New Orleans is the most recognized place around the world. But what I want to talk about, you know, even with the discussion of the superintendent and the DA, I think, you know, it's not time for anyone to pull out their ego. This is about the citizens, the voters of the city of New Orleans, the taxpayers, black, white, whatever race. They need the quality of life there. My organization, the Louisiana Coalition Change, is working with several ministers to get together to put a protest together to the city council. Not only the previous city council, which Elena Moreno set it on. I know she's been over the criminal coordination for a while, and she has advocated that she's got some solutions to bring about this problem. Even if we had the solution, we're still going to be short of police. That's about 5 years out, but we can stack that police department back. But what I think we can do, we can bring in the ecumenical community, a religious leader, business leaders, and others to understand that these things are happening because of these young men. Economically, these young men need jobs. I see the commercial of the young men smoking marijuana. Some of these young men have frail with the law where they have marijuana or a minor theft or something on it, and it's not hard. It's hard for them to get employment, some of them.
Reverend, I understand that's a problem, but I mean, I gotta stop you here, Reverend, because there are jobs available. I'm sorry, but that's not. There are jobs available.
$40 a week, $340 a week, And you making that a week, 8 hours, that's $340 a week.
I'm sorry, Reverend, but you start off somewhere in life. You know, when I started out at minimum wage, I wasn't happy with that, and I worked my ass off to get to where I was making more than minimum wage, and I applied myself, and that's the message that needs to be sent, not giving people something. You can't give people something.
Rent in New Orleans right now, the minimum rent in New Orleans is probably anywhere from $400 to $800 a month. Some of these guys, kids got families, they got kids.
Wait a minute. We're talking about 14 and 15 year olds in some cases. They don't have responsibilities, and if they do, they shouldn't.
They have nothing. They have nothing in New Orleans.
That's not true.
We have tourism, man. We have tourism coming around this country. You have the Sugar Bowl. I mean, you don't take some of these adolescents and put them in positions to work at some of these hotels or some of these things. The business industry, when Elena Moreno had a chance and the council had a chance to put the $15 minimum wage up, even the employers for the city was fighting against, they were low paid. They gave them the raise, but they did not pass that $15.
Reverend, you are ignoring the reality that many businesses have rate.
I don't want to cut you off,
but you've got to let me make sense in here.
You let me come on your show, I'll show you the facts and the statistics. I'll show you, and with several other ministers, we're going to show you that this thing that we call the crime in the city, we can work it in the community. It's going to take the whole community. It's not going to be a politician that solved this problem. It's going to be take the people that harm.
Well, I agree with that. But I think you're overplaying your hand when you continue to talk about the economy and you talk about economics and you talk about giving these people a job. You need to go find a job. There are jobs available. The message needs to be go out and get a job. When people like you are preaching, they need to give you jobs. You're sending a message to all of these young people that I don't have to do anything. If they're not giving me a job, it's not my fault. That is the wrong message, Reverend. I'm glad you had a chance to call the show. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenard Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. We had a bogus text off yesterday, so we have a bonus text off today coming up in just a moment. Really, this is a really sad day on the rock culture calendar because it was on this day in 1943, that Janis Joplin was born in Port Arthur, Texas. She's dead. She would have been 79 years old today. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.